One has only learned to get the better of words for the thing one no longer has to say, or the way in which one is no longer disposed to say it. Thus spake T.S. Eliot. Now rewrite that as one has only learned to get the better of notes for the thing one no longer has to say, and you have Stravinsky speaking. He is no longer disposed to say, I love you, straight out from the heart, or, for that matter, I hate you, or I miss you, or even I defy you. And yet it's all in his music, including some of the strongest emotional statements ever made in music. Pride, submission, tenderness, the fear of death, and the love of God. How is this possible, especially in his neoclassic music, which is the extreme case, the very model of that objectivity, that obliquity, that mask we've come to know so well? This is the great question of our time, the one question that must be answered before we can understand the real significance of Oedipus Rex, of Stravinsky in general, of his enormous influence on 20th century music, and the very condition and future of music itself. The question can be stated more briefly, though oversimplified, namely, is great art still possible in our century of death? It's a staggering question, and in trying to answer it, we can be led into endless discussions of the most abstruse kind, but we have no time for philosophical maundering, and so I propose to cut through the forests of heavy discourse by a direct visual approach. Do you recall those parallel ladder charts we used long lectures ago to help us discover how music and language ascend from their basic elements to deep structures, which then evolve into surface structures? You will recall that these ladders of ascent were not isomorphic. That is, that at a certain point, the one-to-one correspondence failed, and that was at the point of surface structure, which in language is the prose sentence, of course, which is not equatable with music, since music, as you can see, is still deep structure, as so-called prose. Language, therefore, had to take a further step, a metaphorical leap into the super-surface structure of poetry. And it was only then that the two aesthetic surfaces matched, and we had finally achieved a level on which the words of Shakespeare and the notes of Mozart could be seen as analogous.